Let's go. The eagle, Misha Yachalikeno. The eagle, right? The eagle. Eagle is a cake of pressed figs. When is the chayvim? When is the chayvim
meiser? It's a big delicacy in those days. This is like a cake.
Eagle, maybe could be Misha Yachalikeno. When you go, when you pour water, when you take a liquid and you pour liquid on the very, very top. And you smooth the liquor. When you smooth the liquor on the very top, that's
Mishiach
Likano. When you go and you take the liquid on top.
Is that the water?
Yeah, water. Eagle Mishiach Likano. Regin Lahachlik. It's customary Lahachlik Panav Bimashkin. It does not tell you what kind of mashkin, it just tells you liquid. Liquid. When they would take liquid,
actually,
they would.
We were talking about grapes, all these other kind of things before.
Okay, whatever it is, it doesn't say what kind of liquid. It just says you take liquid and you pour it and you smear it.
Good.
Okay?
Don't move it. I can't see it.
Mishiach Likenu. Mishiach Likenu. Okay, next. Machalikim Batainu Ve'anovim B'Shaltevu. It's a new halacha. A nai halacha. You're allowed to be machiav. An eagle shall dvela. An eagle shall dvela is not, it's already good, it's kosher. You're mafish Shubas and Maestros. And now you're ruining it. How are you rooting it? I'm smearing it with the liquid of a grape or a fig. And the grape or the fig is tevel. So the problem is, you now, it's a taruvis. By taking a grape or a fig of tevel and smearing it upon the eagle shell devela, the liquid is seeping into the eagle shell devela, and you now have a taruvis of chulin with tevel. Got that?
That's when it's finished off.
That's the previous halacha.
That's when you finish it off, and then
that's chayvim
ma'aser.
Now it's a new halacha.
Betainim
v'nam shaltev. So there's a new halacha, a nay halacha. Machalikim betainim v'nam shaltev. I have over here an eagle shal dvela. I have over here an eagle shal dvela. Okay, this eagle shal dvela, and now I want to take a grape.
I'm taking a fig
or a grape and shaltev. I want to smear it.
Right.
I want to press it into.
Smear it or put that stuff in.
No, not this stuff. This here is the case. Don't look at this case. This is a new case. I'm taking the tein and a grape.
And why do I want to put it in there for?
Because that's what you do. It's customary. To make it look nice. To make it look nice, you smear on the very top. Look at the silver in the caption. Ein l'mashka yotzim atenu hanavim k'shmachlik and eagle chashiv shel mashka.
Ein l'mashka.
The liquid, however, here
doesn't have mashka.
Does not have the status. Ein l'mashka. The liquid hayotzim which comes up in atenu hanavim k'shmachlik and eagle chashiv shel mashka. It does not have the status of mashka. The Einoi Oyser Eso Eagle Mishum Taruvis. It's not going to prohibit the Eagle Mishum Taruvis. I have in my hand.
We learned that already.
We're chazering this. No, the Einoi Oyser Eso Eagle Mishum Taruvis. The Af Mutla Chatil Lahachlik. It's Mutla Chatil Lahachlik.
Taruvis. Taruvis of what?
Men and women.
Of stuff that's meisen and stuff that's not meisen.
Tevel, right. Stuff that's worse. Stuff that's tevel and stuff that's not tevel.
Right, even though we didn't take any mices off these to Anum or these Anavim, is that what it's saying?
Yes. Yes, so the Eagle Shaldadela is already ready to go. We're already mafris, trumos, and maestros from the Eagle Shaldadela.
And now we're smearing
with mashk of Tevel.
Of Tevel, of Te'enum or Anavim.
And so mashk is going to ruin. The mashk is now going to create a taruvis, the liquid that. What?
And you bother you. The juice.
Anav metem. You're taking over here. You're pressing. Okay. So what's the problem? Rav mutal chadil alacham v'asal yigol shom ba'anvi yotein tevel. Ve'ein oisem mishom nena min atevel. The lo gozru b'chacham the derech. Period. The lo gozru b'chacham. Okay. So therefore it's mutal. This is mutal. When you go and you take a fig or a grape and you press it along the surface of the yishol devela and the liquid oozes and gets absorbed. It seeps into the yishol devela. It is not an issue. It is not a problem. It does not become
awesome.
You permit it. Lechatchila. You are permitted. To smear the surface of the eagle shall dvela with figs and with grapes shall tevel.
Rabbi Yehuda,
he disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda,
I remember that.
he disagrees. Okay, Tevel, the mashk mayutz mitain menom shal Tevel machlikim b'chem ha'igul and shal dvel v'loy chashiv nachkiven da'az li'ibud. It's not choshev. We do not consider this to be a problem because the liquid is going li'ibud. The liquid that oozes from the grape and from the fig is going to anyway go li'ibud. It's going to go to no man's land. He holds his osir.
You can't use tevel.
Why? Look what he says. You can't. The mashkin chashuvim heim. He holds the liquid as chashuv. The asurim mishum tevel. The ain halacha b'kavihuda b'kula mastisa. The liquid holds it as chashuv. The liquid that comes out is chashuv.
Okay.
Next halacha. New halacha. Nay halacha. Hanachalik bo anavim loy huchshar.
If you can smear.
If you smear with anavim loy huchshar. Hosha means it's not hosha kabel from the kabel. If it's dry, let's use it in the rav.
Even if it's dry, how can it be dry?
The grape.
Because it's.
The veil is dry. We never came white yet.
No. That's because it's really cold. It's May Paris.
What?
Because it's May Paris.
Oh, so you're asking a very good kasha.
It has nothing to do.
The reason why it should not be mashed because it's May Paris. He's a murder kasha. So let's see what the Rav says.
This is the kasha yesterday.
This kasha says, have faith in the Rav. Mishapishpesh ha'navim ala eagle shall the veil, the shark, the eagle, the kabal tumba, the chosh of mashka zeshiyotzim nanovim. Of a mashka oil made with a suche pligay bot, hanakam of a behuda, e chosh of mashka oiloi. He doesn't ask your kasha. Does not issue kasha mashk. That's this is not like this. Let's see what it says over here on the side. People look at the Rav. Hechshut tuma. Let's see. Loi nitma ha'igol kol o lo nitan olav mashka. Okay, if your hands yad adam tuma, a person's hand is tuma, he touches, does not become tuma. As long as the eagle shalavil does not become wet, as long as this does not become wet, it does not become tuma. Kol osh lo olav mashka lofish lo shalakabul tuma. Mishen nitan mashka al ha'igol. Once you put mashka al ha'igol, shalakabul tuma, then eagle kabul tuma nitma ha'igol yad. Question is, hamachal benam lehechshar. That's the hakdama. That is the hakdama. Hamashka yotzim noyim min onov loy choshev mashka. It's not mashka. Lifliyfo eagle v'licho eagle loy hushal kabul tuma v'lo nitmo eagle b'magayat. Hamachli gvanav hushar ein rav kosta tzeres yishol mishum tlocho yolam mashka mashka yolam take v'shvuyot tamev livlam v'eagle. It's absorbed. Now he's not asking your kasha. So let's go take a look what the rav says. What the kati says. Masech the maestros. Masech Maishos. Did I begin by telling you to learn Masech Maishos?
Yes, you did. Sure.
Last Mishnah. Let's take a look over here. Let's look over here what it says over here.
Go. Aleph Ches.
Maishos. Aleph Ches. Okay. Ha Mishav Sheif. Anav Ma'apne Eagle Shul Dveil Hach Loi Hoshav Eagle Lachav Tumur Shav Apisha. Here's the answer.
Right here.
But let me just see what it says over here for sure. Hamachalik. But that's why Dafka says grapes. Because Yayin is one of the liquids that's Machshulka Machshul. Yayin. Maypiros is not. The juice of figs. See, if we were dealing with figs over here in the previous mission, machlim b'teini
v'anav right. You have to learn the makar.
See, if it would say teini, then you're right. But that's why it's precise. It says anovim, because anovim produces yayin.
Right here.
Okay, yayin.
Right here. Let's see it inside.
Yes, ma'am. She is your kasha. No one else is the kasha except for him. Unbelievable.
Now you want to know why I like him?
Unbelievable. Hukshar.
Yes, it's worth coming for this matana.
You know the vart. There are seven mashkins. How do you know what the seven liquids are? You know what the seven liquids are?
Yeah, cholov.
There's a sim. Kneged the chagim. Sukkis. What's the mashka of Sukkis? Mayim. What's the mashka of Yom Kippur? how tshuva is compared to do. To do, what's the
mashka? Stretching it a little. Okay.
What? Those not. It's a pasuk. I need to tell the pasuk. You know Tanakh. You will not be disappointed. What's the mashka of Rosh Hashanah?
How do you get it?
Dip the apple in the honey. What's the mashka of Chanukah?
Oil.
That's right. What's the mashka of Purim?
Purim. Yayin.
Mishti Yayin. What's the mashka of Pesach?
So the Yayin is one of the things that's mashka.
Right. What's the mashka of Pesach?
But the others aren't.
What? When the all, the all, se- oh, yes, there are
only
seven.
Only Perish, you mean?
All seven. Only May Perish is not. There are seven mashka. What's the mashka of Pesach? Dam, Sardeya, blood. What's the mashke of Shavuos? Shavuos?
Teh.
What?
Nine.
No, that was Sukkis. That was Sukkis. Shavuos.
Cheese.
Not cheese, milk, right. So that's it. You went to all the Moadim. All the Moadim have a mashke. All the Moadim have a mashke. How do you like that? Okay, so that's a vitrite in the Mishnah, finish up this parak.
The Zayda? That was the Zaydas?
No, this is a famous sort.
But the Zayda was the real thing.
Chesk Levenstein. The Zayda. Right, I went to his kever. On Eretz Yisrael, I went to the kever. Sakura, why? It must have been. It was a very bizarre thing. It must be. I was the only one.
Before, right?
No. Right, I very good. Misha Yadush. Dosh Deiches Satayin Musachav. You go and you press the figs into the barrel. Misha Gomar Lodush as a very good Musachav. Nigma Malachtan. We assume a filu bechil sarai. When you press those figs into the barrel, then it becomes also Nigma Malachtan. It's also a filu bechil sarai. Okay, you got the word?
That's what he's using that thing for.
You're using that stick to press it into the barrel, and then you're going to be also a filu bechil sarai.
Yodrush, that's Yodrush.
Yeah, Yodrush. You press it down. You press it. Fashtup it.
Right.
You fashtup it in there.
What's a magura?
Next. Gregor's Mishu Yadush Umegura. A Megura.
So this is what it's Chayav the Maisus?
Yes, this. When you do Yadush, Mishu Yadush, Gregor's dried figs, when you press into the barrel. Umegura's Umegura. Umegura, he says, is. He doesn't say what a Megura is. There is no picture. Megura. Mishu Agel. Picture 30. Here it is. Picture. Here's a Megura. Here's a Megura. Here's a pile. And in a dash is a Gregor's Mechavis, Misha Yagila Sarema be Megura. What's a Megura? Mazer Gemar, when Misha Yagel, making it round. When you make it round with a Megura, what's a Megura? Megura, Zegmar Malachtan Venesra Apechila Sarai. What's a Megura? What does it say over here in the Mishnah? Megura? What is Elian Tetevel? We have the Maestros. Umegura Gregor Shakansam Loitzo, Mishiagil, Bimagila, Alpinarema, Shamagura, Mishiagil, Bimagila. I guess it's a tool, it sounds like some type of tool. He's not showing you the picture, but I'm assuming there's some type of tool. The Magil is a tool, Alpinarema, Shamagura, Harizig, Mamalachton, Lamaisa. If you have a pile, if you put it into a barrel, when you press it down. If you put it into a pile in your house, so when you take a tool and you smooth it out, you make it nice and round, then you're going to have a miser.
Okay, Mishi Yagel, what does that mean?
Mishi, you take a tool and you make it
There's
round.
There's no tool here. He's not showing
He's
you.
He's not
a tool.
Showing you tool, but that's what it has to mean. Mishi, you take a special tool and you go and you make it smooth. You make it into a round pile.
If ain't a dosh, it's like a gurgus mechavis.
If you're not doing this, if you're not putting the gurgus in the chavis,
Mishi Yagel
sarim b'megura. When you go and you make it round, zegram lachem nesa.
So here it looks like he's doing it with his hand.
That's right. So the picture has to be inaccurate. It has to be that he has a tool to go and make it nice and smooth.
What did you say here, Rav?
What? He doesn't say anything over here. Misha Yadush Magurok Gregors Kshakinsan Loitzo. When I take the Gregors and I put it into a storage house, like in that picture, that's it. The Maaser, so Misha Yagil Bimagilo with a Magila. Magila means like a trowel. Some type of tool. As Pnei Harem with the surface of the pile, Shebi Magura, in the storage house, Hareze Gemar Malachtan.
Okay, so. Oh, it's very clear.
Okay, so the Vaita. Next, Hayudosh Bechavis. Let's say you were threshing in Chavis. Okay, Hayudosh Bechavis. You were pushing it. Hayudosh, if you Bechavis, Umagab and Magura, that's the case over here. Mishayadosh. Let's say you're pushing it into the barrel. Or you were making it smooth. Hayadosh b'chavis. If you were doing this,
okay.
Now nishbura hechavis, and all of a sudden
we learned that also, right?
Or the niftecha hamagura, or the magura.
Here's the magura, right? The case of magura.
The magura, right? The magura is a, here. A magura is a room. A magura is a chamber.
Yeah.
Is a storage shed.
Right.
Okay. A magura is a storage location.
Which is umago.
You're taking the tool. You're making it round. You're smoothing it out.
Uh-huh.
You're smoothing it out. The magura in the storage chamber.
Okay.
And now, guess what happened? Nishbura hechavis.
The trowel.
Nishbura hechavis in the barrel. When you're doing this, look what happened.
Broke.
It broke. Or v'niftecha magura collapsed. The building collapsed. Go call the insurance company.
Oh, you don't have a right.
Call the insurance company. Collapsed. It collapsed. V'niftecha magura lo yoichal mechem arai. You're not allowed to eat arai. It is forbidden. It is forbidden to eat arai. Why? Because since you already put it into the barrel, even though you're still occupied in pressing it into the barrel, it does not matter. Already, it's already considered gemar malachton. It's already the gemar malachton for yichayiv and ma'isras. Okay, so just because it's shattered, and while you do this,
why would I think you could be able to eat?
Maybe it's still called arai. It's not over. It's not called gemar malachton until it's completely finished.
Mm-hmm.
So since you're occupied and still pressing the figs into the barrel,
since you're occupied in
pressing the figs into the barrel, or putting all of the figs into the storage house.
Well, you're really trying to repair the barrel, or you're trying to
not repair the barrel. You're not trying to repair the barrel. It broke, so it's over. So what's broke? So you would say now. So maybe you would say now that it's still called arai. I didn't finish it yet. I did not finish the process.
Right.
And until I finish the process, I am allowed to eat maestros arai. The chi of maestros do not yet begin. So this is a machloikis. We have here machloikis between lo yochal miyem. Tanakhama says too little, too late. It's just too bad. It's too bad you're not in arai. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay that already once you already put it into the barrel, he says it's matir. No, that since it's not complete, it's not called the gemar malacha, and you are allowed to eat nachilas arai. The chi of maestros have not yet begun matir. Okay, so let's chaz the mishnah. You got it? Let's chaz the mishnah. It's a hard mishnah. A lot of you say this mishnah for eagle. First, the zach is we have something called an eagle. Eagle mishe yachali kenu. When is the zman chi of maestro on an eagle shel devela? I have here an eagle shel devela.
Eagle devela, and you have a yagel she yagel.
That's different. All different types.
Right, that's a trowel. One's a trowel.
One is an eagle. One is a barrel.
But same
three
type
different
of
examples.
Same
three
type
different
of word.
Not same though. You just there's different way to store it. Sometimes you take figs and you store it in an eagle. Sometimes you put figs. You put it in a barrel. Sometimes you put figs. You pile them up in your house and in your garage. Mishyagel. That is a tool. Mishyagel is to make it round.
Correct.
When you make it round, make a nice pile and use a special tool to smooth it out.
It all has to do with roundness.
Roundness. Eagle. And Ugos matzos. Let's chaz the mishnah. Eagle means the eagle shel devela. Here it is. Eagle shel devela. When and what point in time is this chayv in maaser? I'm no longer allowed to eat it. At what point in its existence is the chiv hafrasha begin? So it says here in the Mishnah, Mishe yachali kenu, when I take liquid and I smear liquid on its surface to make it shine, tzichtzuch, that's the moment when it's called complete, and at that moment in time I'm no longer allowed to eat any fig without giving maaser, even achila sarai. Got it? Next, new halacha. Machalikim b'teinu uvanam shel tevel. New halacha. You are permitted lechatchila. Lechatchila, you are permitted to go take the eagle shel devela, which is potter from complete. And you're allowed to take a fig or a grape and press it into the eagle shel devela. And even though the fig and the grape is tevel, we do not say that the liquid that emerges from the fig or the grape is going to prohibit the entire taruvis. The entire taruvis, we're not going to say it's going to make the entire taruvis also be the taruvis of tevel and chula. We're not going to say that. It's mutul lechatchila machalikin b'teinu v'anavim shel tevel. Next halacha, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, he disagrees. He says you're not allowed to do such. It's awesome. New halacha, up to a new halacha. Why is he not? Because he holds that the liquid is chashev. Liquid is chashev. It's tevel, and now we have a taruvis of chulin and tevel. New halacha. Hamachlik ba'anavim lehuchshar. If you take grapes, only grapes, notice the precision, grapes, and the liquid of grapes is yayin. Yayin is machshir. So he holds that if the liquid is not choshev lehuchshar, it's not choshev, and the veil has not yet been huchshar lekabel tumah.
Rabbi Yehuda
Oimer, he says huchshar. He disagrees with huchshar lekabel tumah. Next halacha. Hagiroi grois, misha yadush. Groi grois are dry figs. When are they chayvin? When are they chayvin meiser? Mishedush, when you press them into the barrel. Umigura, Mugura means a storage shed. If I'm not putting the dried figs into the barrel, I'm putting it into a storage location. Mishe agel. When you go and you flatten out with a trowel. How do you pronounce that word? A trowel?
T-R-O-W-E-L.
So how do you pronounce it? Trowel?
Yeah.
A trowel.
Yeah.
Trowel.
Yeah.
Let's say you were pressing the figs into a barrel, or you were piling figs into a storage location, and then guess what happened? And suddenly the chavis
broke
and nifticha megura. So the question over here is: do we say that it's already done? I have already done my job.
Right.
I've already done my job, and therefore, if I've done my job already, so therefore it's already chayiv in ma'aser. Since I already put it into the barrel, it's nigmar, chayiv in ma'aser, it's too late to go backwards. Or do we say no? Since it shattered, it broke in the middle, or the walls came down, it's still in the process of it's not yet nigmar. If it's not yet nigmar, it's part of Mishumus and Ma'aseros.
Right.
Yeah? Nishra chavis sivtcha magur l'vorcha. Lo yoichal mehem arai, yimna arai av yoisi mati. He holds, you know, it's okay, you can mati, you can be arai.
Like, finish the melacha, you can eat, right?
That's the question.
I'm saying, right.
Rabbi Yossi holds, no, it's not considered. Rabbi Yossi holds, it's not considered. You can eat it, you're arai.
You can't eat it.
Why? Because it's not complete. It's still arai. Okay, wow. So Baruch Hashem, we finished the first parak. How many parakim are there in this mesechta? There are five parakim, so we have to do four parakim, and then we have at least another two parakim in Trumas.